All right, thank you. Do we have any public comment on the director's report? Seeing none in the room and no hands raised online, we'll go now to our Caltrans report. Commissioner Eads, you're still on mute.
Oops, I guess I took the wrong way there. Sorry. Good morning, Chair Brown and members of the commission. Scott Eads, District 5 District Director. I have a few items for you. One is good news from our perspective on winter storm damage. We did receive significant storm events and some level of damage in other parts of the district, notably Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Monterey counties. But so far, knock on wood and fingers crossed, we're in good shape in Santa Cruz, and we'll do everything we can to keep the roads open with any future storms. I wanted to report out on a report that was just released by CALSTA. That's the California Secretary of Transportation Agency. They released a report on CAPDI, which is the Climate Action Plan for Transportation Infrastructure. CAPDI was adopted in July 2021. And so they just released a report noting and reporting out on the progress that's been made. And there has been great progress so far for many different transportation related actions that are associated with climate change. CAPDI lists 34 key action items, and of those, 25 are already complete and the remaining are on track to be completed by July of this year. So great news, the report's online. There's a lot of key actions there that we have been working for some time. And then also wanted to announce that Safe Streets for All funding opportunity is coming up. This is a US DOT grant program. There's $1.1 billion in funding available nationwide. Cities, towns, counties, tribal governments, MPOs are all eligible to apply. And then there's two different programs within Safe Streets for All. One of them is the implementation grants. Those are due, applications are due on May 16th. And then there is planning and demonstration grant applications, which can, it's another portion of the grant program with different deadlines. There's the first would be April 4th. There's another one on May 16th and another one on August 29th. So just an FYI, a lot of information online related to that grant program. And then the last thing I wanted to note is that there was some discussion at the December board meeting about the FLAP funded. This is a federal funding category for a segment of the North Coast Rail Trail. That project, which there was some level of discussion around the Caltrans comments, the project's now moving forward. FHWA has advertised it for construction, and they have a bid opening scheduled for the end of March. So thanks for working through those final comments with us. We appreciate your patience on that. That concludes my report. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Questions from commissioners? Seeing none, do we have any public comment on this item? Also seeing none, thank you so much. We appreciate the report.